Hello.
Hello.
Could you elaborate and clarify the hara, the tantien, that third chakra? I'm seeing it as a brilliant central sun.
Yes, of course, it's a brilliant gold now because your will is perfectly aligned with the will of Source in that Christ consciousness. Yes, brilliant, brilliant. And that light packet adds to the brilliance.
Could you speak a bit about that light source that's within us now and the relation to the axial spin points and the axitonal pathways?
Yes, because you have such a change in the magnetic field that the use of that 10th ray of creation is very active now. So the axitonal lines that connect you to the various stargates within our crucible and also the Andromeda influence that holds all of the original sequences of 12th dimension are very, very open to you, to draw to you in its rightful time. Having this activation in that sixth strand of DNA, not only are the magnetics changed more dramatically where you draw to you, the activation within the third and the fifth chakra that contributes to the sovereignty of the physical body, the sovereignty in the body as a spirit, as a Christed being, also provides more light streaming from those light packets to the spinning of those axial spin points that then also influence the spin points of the meridian system and contribute to the health and well-being of the body and the body's consciousness, the ability of the body to change the body at a cellular level, elevating it more into that fifth-dimensional state of being, not just consciously, but physically. So all of these activations, all of these light packets, all of the axitonal lines are operating in this massive unified field of you at that individual level.
Beautiful. So are we now able to work, is the magenta coding, color coding now more usable?
Yes, it will become much, much more usable, and we will be discussing that either prior to the conference or in the first part of the conference, because that is a significant piece of a work that we will be doing in the conference.
Thank you so much.
You are very welcome.
Blessing.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi. Yes, I'd like to ask a question. It was more around the Easter talk, and I understood part of it that, and really, and the focusing on the resurrection. So two pieces. One is what I'm experiencing now, not only with that experience, but in many other ways, is like the meeting of timeline nodes. I'll say it. So, for example, that lifetime was a node, and this lifetime is a node, and then they join together and kind of like create a connection. And then it's almost as if there's an unfolding within that of the lifetimes. They converge. Is that accurate?
That is accurate. And that was the advantage where you were guided to go into that vortex, if you will, of no time, no space, where all time, all space converges, where all timelines, there is no division by timelines. So the event that happened at the crucifixion can be impacted by the present state of consciousness in fifth dimension, where most participants struggle to maintain that fifth dimensional consciousness because the body consciousness was in flight or fight state. So by being in that no time, no space, there is no separation by timeline.
And so with this lifetime, the stability of what's created this lifetime is also healing what occurred in that lifetime as well. So there's the simultaneity to capacities, I suppose. I'm just experiencing it as this emergence, and everything's coming together, and it's not only from that lifetime, I'm experiencing other lifetimes as well. So,
correct. But that implant had to be removed, because if it were not removed, then that fear template will continue to resonate in a way that would continually throw you back into fear for your survival. So with that out of the way, the memory of self as eternal, and the body takes its position as the vehicle.
So with that comes the next question, I heard it, what was either before you spoke or during, was that, and I can really feel it in the focus of the resurrection rather than the crucifixion. So the resurrection is the becoming the light body, physicality. So what I heard was that in order for us to complete this transition into light body, into our fifth dimensional bodies, do we actually need to drop this physical body? So have like a resurrection experience of a death process and a rebirth, a resurrection?
Not exactly, no.
Okay.
The resurrection is the resurrection of the light body consciousness once
okay.
that implant was removed.
Okay. So we're not talking about us having a physical death and then a rebirth that way. We're still... I can just feel the huge difference in the physicality, so I'm curious about...
You're transforming yourself not only at a conscious level,
mm-hmm.
body conscious level, but a physical level. You are resurrecting the body at a cellular level.
Okay. So that's occurring with the work that we're doing. And any fractures that we experienced in that time are now healed. For example, during that time, I was very aware that I was holding the energetics very stable. But in order to do that work, I actually split off my physicality, my almost physicality consciousness. And I'm feeling like that's coming back online in a much more integrated way, I suppose.
Correct.
Since the Easter. I'm not sure if that makes sense, but...
You are integrating and unifying every part of you. Physically, which includes your physical body at a cellular level.
Mm-hmm.
Mentally, emotionally, and consciousness-wise, the consciousness of you as a soul spirit, all of it is being unified so that it operates in this grand expression of Christ consciousness.
Mm-hmm. So the reason why I asked that is I'm taking it back to, I think it was the first class of this year where we started talking about almost like the healing and the zipping up of all the different bodies into a unified state. And so that's what I feel like this is part of that. Like this is part of that progression.
Of course. We have to start with the physical, which is the densest and the most affected part of you through that mental-emotional body that was so fragmented at the fall of consciousness.
Well, it's very powerful, and it was very quick, so it's quite tremendous, and I'm very grateful. Thank you.
You are very welcome.
Greetings.
Greetings.
This is Imhotep.
Hello.
I think all I can say is wow, really. It's a expansion that seems like it's a change of perception, awareness of who you are. And it just stretches out, you know, beyond, and as it unifies, you know, all of the self.
And that's what it was intended to do.
So that's a beautiful thing.
There was a sequence of events that had to happen very precisely to bring us to this moment now.
So when you talk about the elimination of the fear of the body, and I assume that must be also connected to the fear of judgment and damnation.
Of course.
Because that is something that, you know, keeps you in fear. So I was wondering if you can kind of explain that. Maybe it's just as simple as that.
Master Katumi has spoken to you many times about the destructive force of judgment and guilt. And that particular implant is all about judgment and fear. So therefore, it puts you in that survival mode of third dimension, which is dominated by fear. So not only does that particular teaching limit you tremendously through judgment and guilt, but it also makes you question that you are an eternal being of light, that you are not your body, and keeps you continually going back to the consciousness of the third dimensional body where you know only that and its survival. So with these light packets and the implant of the loss of the body removed, you are free to see the falsehoods of what has been taught for a long time that limits you as that individual, eternal, Christed being.
Well said. Thank you.
You are very welcome.